This is the Finding Business Happy podcast with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketVeep. This show is all about helping you to live your best life inside and outside of work as a leader in business. Because let's face it, what's important is finding your business happy. Thanks so much for joining the Finding Business Happy podcast. Today, we're live streaming with Mike Stocker, VP of Partnerships at CallRail, on all things AI, call tracking, and lead generation. And for those who know and love CallRail, CallRail is the leading AI-powered lead intelligence platform that really does make it easy for businesses of all sizes to market with confidence. Thanks so much, Mike, for joining us today.
Janelle, first of all, I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm so impressed with you and the MarketVeep team. Thank you for being a valued CallRail agency partner. And also, you know, congrats on being a HubSpot Diamond partner. That's a big accomplishment. Yeah. I think there's so much value in bringing like the HubSpot solutions partners together with HubSpot app partners like CallRail. The two coming together provides so much value for the end customers. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you and just geek out on all things AI and call tracking and all of that.
Get into the data details, right?
That's right. That's right.
So much. Yeah, no, I agree. I think the more collaboration and we always say, like, the more that you connect into HubSpot, the better everything gets. And so, you know, your tool definitely solves for many common pain points that we hear all the time. So excited to hear your opinion. But for those who are joining us who might not necessarily have heard of CallRail or have heard of it, but don't know too much, if you could give them like a high level overview of like why everybody essentially should use it.
Sure. I think everyone should use CallRail. All right. So that's out of the way. CallRail is the leader in call tracking. And what is call tracking? There's a whole bunch of things, but it's also about the analytics and insights that you can get from the phone calls, the texts, and all the different touch points of the customer journey. So we are AI powered, and we're helping marketers and the agencies that they work with really figure out what marketing campaigns and the channels that they're advertising in are driving their business growth, right? And so when you're doing marketing campaigns, you know, Janelle, MarketVeep's running ad campaigns for folks, you want to understand like which of your ads, which of your campaigns are driving the actual calls that help that business grow. And that's really what it's all about at CallRail. And what it allows for is kind of having the optimization based on that data set, that really valuable data on the conversation. So within the conversations, we have all kinds of data around keywords that they're using and tied to the campaign and also the sentiment and all kinds of other valuable things that you can take. And that can actually help you optimize the customer journey, optimize your ad campaigns, your ad spend to drive better ROI and performance. So think about that. Like you actually can tie it on what they searched on and what they clicked. And it just really allows that improved ROI. And I think, you know, the reason that agencies really enjoy working with CallRail. So we have 7,000 agencies that we work with. And they enjoy working with CallRail. Yeah, it's a lot, right? There's a reason that there's 7,000 agencies that work with us. It's because they want to get attribution. They want to show the great work that they're doing and the calls that they're driving. And in the past, that used to be nearly impossible to do. And so CallRail really makes that approachable, allows agencies to actually have the insight and then take that data and optimize the ad campaigns and things to drive better ROI and performance for their end customers. And then if you tie it in with the AI capabilities that we have, things like creating call summaries and understanding call sentiment and the keywords that your customers are using. It's amazing. It's super powerful. You can actually take that and really, really improve the campaigns that you're doing.
When you talk about, I think you hit on a really interesting point around sentiment and like that intelligence that comes. Because I know when we talk to salespeople or sales leaders, they're like, hey, like, how do I actually across the entire data set of all my reps, try to boil it down. Can you talk about the sentiment piece? Because I think that that little nugget of information from a marketing perspective is so important to capture and really be able to re-engage throughout other channels. And it's great that you can do it through this tool.
Yeah, you know, we not only can we do it, we can do it at scale, which is really the powerful thing. Imagine in the past, a lot of companies would have to have tens or hundreds of people actually listening to the calls and trying to understand what the sentiment is from the campaigns that they're driving. With our technology, we'll talk a little bit more about this, I think, as we go through the episode here today. But, you know, AI really helps improve that. We can actually give you summaries of your calls and that sentiment. And the sentiment goes in and looks with a fairly high degree of accuracy. And it can say, like, this person is really intent on buying, or this person is upset, or the, you know, there are a variety of different use cases that you can have in place. But I think the key one is that, like, this person is attempting to purchase something. Let's focus on the positive, right? They really want to buy something. They're eager to buy something from you. That is something that you really want to know, because maybe you put them in an accelerated track, right? An accelerated buying journey that's not as involved, or maybe, you know, they just want to move right to the, like, move them right to the cart and have them purchase, right? And I think that it's sentiment that AI is able to help suss out at scale across multiple call summaries that really makes this powerful. I was chatting with an agency that manages automotive dealerships. And now imagine if you came into an automotive dealership, you called them and you said, I want to buy a car today. So the sentiment would say, this person is eager, ready to buy, right? So, like, don't negotiate. Don't talk about all the features, all that. They want to buy right now. They're ready. They know what they want. Like, sell them the car, right? So I think that's some of the power that CallRail brings, not just to agencies, but to direct customers as well. I used one example there, but there's many, many different examples of how sentiment can actually help you with your business. And it's all powered through the AI that CallRail offers.
Yeah, that's a great example. I think sometimes salespeople are like, you know, look, somebody's listening in on my call, and this idea of, like, being listened to. But in your great example, it's like, it helps you. It's not designed to be a negative thing. It's designed to accelerate the sales cycle and also the amount of effort and heartache that it takes to close some sales that are much longer in conversation. And on the marketing side, it can help flag in terms of saying, hey, there's, you know, here's somebody that is ready. Here's some sales enablement activity that supports the sales cycle. So there's so many different ways to be able to leverage it. Wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about one of my other favorite topics, HubSpot? HubSpot and CallRail, in my opinion, is like a marriage in heaven, data upon data. So can you talk a little bit about how people who have HubSpot or are considering HubSpot, like, why they should consider combining them both?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a great question. CallRail has invested heavily in our partnership with HubSpot. And our integration with them to provide a lot of value to our end customers and to the joint agencies that work with both of us, right? And so plugging CallRail into a CRM, HubSpot does so much more, but they do have a CRM, you know, saves time and helps you have the end customer or the agency have that 360-degree view of the customer. What does that mean? Like, you have the view of all the different things that the customer is doing. And that's critical to the marketing campaigns and the informed sales follow-up, right? So you know all the different things that they're doing. So when your sales follows up, they can leverage all of that rich data that you talked about, data upon data. So you can see things like the calls, the texts, the forms that they've completed, the data about them that all come into HubSpot. And then you're able to fold them into your contacts, your reports. You can do things like better inform your next actions, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's super valuable. And what we talk about here is kind of these problem statements that marketers face in terms of the integration that CallRail actually helps. So integrating to CallRail to HubSpot kind of solves for these four problems. If I can go through them with you, I think it might be helpful for folks. So the first problem is, you have an incomplete view of the customer touch points and the relationship history. You don't see everything. Now, if you can bring these two together, guess what? You can start to see more complete customer journey. And so in the past, a lot of marketers, agencies were doing this. It was like manual entry of the call and the text interactions that they had to take from CallRail and actually manually put them into HubSpot. No one likes manual work anymore.
No, Excel.
We are in 2024, right? You know, like, there's like, manual should be done. But marketers and agencies were doing a lot of this work of actually, like, manually taking it out of CallRail and putting it in HubSpot. You don't have to do that anymore. And it was inefficient. It was taking a lot of time, pulling folks away from actually converting, which is what everyone cares most about. So the solution, you know, this is a CallRail integration, surface that lead activity for calls, for texts directly in the HubSpot contact record. So super powerful. No need to toggle between the systems to piece together that kind of contact history, which was a pain for all of us. Let's be real.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, nobody likes to log into 17 systems and try to, like, connect all the little dots or, like, highlight in their Excel spreadsheet, even though there are teammates that I see are wizards in Excel. It is not my strong suit, and I don't want to be manually doing anything that I don't
That's right. So with the CallRail integration, you can do workflow automation, you know, helping the HubSpot customers leverage those automation capabilities. You can create workflows based on call interactions, which is super cool, right? So if someone calls in, we have that record. You can actually go and create a workflow to send an email sequence through HubSpot, have that all set up and trigger flows and all the kind of cool things that HubSpot allows you to do. The other thing is that just activity tracking and centralized view. So the reps can easily access all that activity within the platform that maybe that they're spending more time in. So I think that's like one of the main ones that, you know, CallRail and HubSpot together help do. Is that customer journey and the view into that and tying it together and reducing some of the manual work. The second problem that we deal with a lot is the kind of inaccurate attribution. I know agencies hate this. It's a big pain point. Inaccurate attribution leading to like flawed reporting, inconsistent, you know, marketing strategies, and ultimately wasted ad spend, which today you just can't waste ad spend because your customers are going to call you and say, hey, every dollar is precious to me right now. You have to optimize it. You have to make sure it goes further for you. So we help track the sources of your best leads. I talked about this earlier in kind of the overview of CallRail, but we help you track those sources of your best leads and tie them back to the revenue that HubSpot has. So HubSpot has the revenue piece, right? So we're able to actually tie the revenue that HubSpot has there and allow you to know which channels, campaigns, PPC keywords are generating the most valuable customers. And that allows you to like focus your efforts on and budget on getting more like them. Right.
Exactly.
So I think that's it. That's the big thing is that reporting between the platforms is integrated. It allows you to optimize your ad campaigns and all that kind of great stuff there.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think about the data and think about the workflows that you can do. I mean, sending automated micro videos to them, you could really get super creative in terms of what type of based on like data segmentation, if they are where they are in their life cycle stage and putting them into those workflows. So, I mean, any information is good information, in my opinion, whether that is the person is happy and ready to go or it's not a good fit client, all of that informs, you know, how somebody even not just closes the deal, but also how it informs what they build as packages for their existing clients too. So that call data helps the business in other ways, in my opinion.
I completely agree with you. And I think it's all about data these days. What data do you have? What context do you have? All of that additional information is valuable for triggering other activities, right? And so that's the real reason of this integration between our platforms. I can go on a bunch of the other different problem statements, but you know, there's things like having more data that pushed into HubSpot just really helps with those workflows. And so just keep that in mind, right? Like all the different data that you have, things based on call and text activity, the marketing source, all of that is great. And then we actually are planning to do more on our HubSpot integration and planning to have additional data that we plan to push into HubSpot in an upcoming update later this summer. So some really cool stuff that will be coming. I think we'll get to a little bit more of that later, but I think the last problem statement that I do want to touch on just because it's pretty important is listening to call recordings is super time consuming. So it's a real big time saver. Marketers and then the agencies that they work with, you don't want to be spending time listening to calls and validating calls and doing all of that. So CallRail's call summaries provide that brief synopsis of each call for that quick review and does it at a scale. We talked about this in kind of the overall value and what CallRail does, but specifically the integration with HubSpot allows for that and is a huge time saver. So again, 7,000 agencies work with CallRail. There's a reason. We help them save time. We help them be better at what they do. We help them with the customer journey, the next best action, all this kind of stuff that CallRail enables is tied into our HubSpot integration. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah. For sure. No, it was great. No, I agree with you on the 7,000 agencies. I mean, I think about as an agency, you know, our goal is to report out on how many leads, the quality of the leads. It's not just about the volume. And so having that intelligence without having to try to go through granularly and looking at it at the 10,000 aggregate view, just, I mean, it makes sense that so many agencies have adopted it.
Yeah, Janelle, you know, I just went on a roadshow and met with some of our largest agency partners. And it was really interesting because CallRail, we help you, you agencies, optimize the ad spend for your customers. And there's that kind of top of funnel impact. Mm-hmm. But additionally, we allow you to see what happens to the calls. What's the disposition of the calls? What calls result in sales? And that allows you to go to your customers and say, look, we're driving really high value calls, or, you know, or these calls aren't converting. So we're driving the calls, but they're maybe not converting. And here's how you can optimize and fix that so that they actually do drive customer growth, right? So yeah. I think there's a lot of value that CallRail provides on both sides of the equation, top of funnel, as well as a down funnel that you know, agencies should really look at using us.
Yeah. I think it fits nice into the equation in terms of like a collaborative partnership. I think having the ability to have much more open, honest, deeper conversations with a client to be able to say, hey, this is some ideas, here's some support and resources. but yeah, it definitely opens up a deeper conversation. What do you think is like the biggest issue people come to CallRail to solve for? Like the number one thing that you guys hear over again?
Yeah, I think it's actually they're trying to optimize their paid media ad spends. They're trying to understand what are the most efficient channels to acquire customers for either for direct customers or for customers that are managed through an agency. Today, ad dollars are precious. We actually, I think there, Scott Brinker shared a report recently showing where end customers are spending their dollars. Actually, agencies are down a little bit. Other things, more tech is down a little bit. Spending on software is down a little bit. But the area that is way up is ad spend, right? So the companies are willing to spend on advertising, but those dollars are precious. And so when you think about the question, I think the CallRail, the primary thing that we do is allow them to have that full view of the customer journey, allow them to optimize their ad spend to drive efficiency, better ROI, better growth, more efficient growth, which I think in an economy like ours, I think that is probably the most important thing. However, I will say that I'm starting to see a little bit of a shift. So that's the most important thing, is improved ROI efficiency. Great. However, I'm starting to see a shift in the market that now it's all about like, what is, so they're spending money, they're driving calls to their business. What's happening to those calls? As I said, I call it the disposition of the call. What is happening? Are they driving really interested buyers? Are they driving like just looky-loos that are, you know, not really interested, not all that great? What are they driving, and what happens to those people that are interested down the road? I think we're starting to see a shift to that, right? And I think AI is actually at the forefront of that, because it's showing all the stuff that we talk about: call summaries, sentiment, keywords that were used, all the powerful stuff that we can get from that piece. So it's not just always about the top of funnel ROI efficiency there. I think that's the most important. But I do see a shift in the market that people are now paying more attention to, once you've driven them to actually complete a form or to express interest or whatnot, what's happening with them and how are you driving higher net returns from that?
Yeah, no extra waste anywhere, right?
That's right.
Spending dollars, for sure. What do you think are some like low hanging fruit that everyone should put in their processes by like leveraging call tracking?
Ah, wow. There's so many different areas that we could go into, Janelle. Low hanging fruit here. One I would say connecting different integrations. So if you are using a platform like CallRail, leverage a lot of the integrations that we have in place. We have great integrations to things like GA4. We have great integrations to HubSpot. We have robust integrations to many kind of vertical specific CRMs. So Jobber is a great example of this, or my case in the legal space. We have integrations to Facebook and Bing advertising. So take your platform CallRail and actually integrate it. This is a lot of the value. And a lot of our customers are seeing this, right? That if they integrate CallRail, then it creates that better view of the customer journey. It allows them to drive the efficiencies because your systems are talking to each other. And so I would say that's an immediate low-hanging fruit. The other is start to leverage the AI capabilities. So CallRail offers conversation intelligence, and we have a couple of offerings there, premium conversation intelligence. But But those are really our AI offerings that allow you to leverage things that we were talking about here today, Janelle. So things like the summary of summaries, which sends you the aggregate. It gives you a couple of sentences for each of the calls. So instead of spending hours and listening to these and evaluating them, like you can actually at a glance, take a look and see what is there. You know, you can see the common keywords that are coming through, all of that. So I would say those are the two, is make sure that you're leveraging integrations that CallRail provides and offers. I tell all of our agency partners, it's funny because I actually manage running partnerships. I manage our agency partner program as well as our tech partners. And it's a great world because I wear these two hats, but I'm always telling them to cross-pollinate, like, hey, agencies, you should be using these tech integrations. And by the way, hey, tech partners, you should be working with our agencies to show them the value. So I love that when those two worlds come together, because it just provides a lot better, more seamless, frictionless value for the end customer. I hope that answers the question. Those are kind of the two people that come to mind.
No, I 100% agree with you. I think we always talk to clients about, you know, they maybe have been on HubSpot for a really long time, but still haven't connected five of these other tools that they're using. My book is just like, why would you want to do anything manual? You're paying for tools that you're not really leveraging, and you could essentially clone activities in a person to do some of these manual tasks to free up your brain to do other things. So I 100% agree with you. You had mentioned earlier a little bit about agencies and why they love you in terms of attribution, like solving that the mystery of the world. Where did it come from? Somebody comes back and they'll say, like, hey, we got this really, really great lead. How did it come in? And we're like, go into the portal. It's in the portal. Everything is there. But how does CallRail track that attribution? What are the options that people can expect?
You know, Janelle, it's a great question. And if you want to start a fight in your marketing department, it's also a great question. So don't start a fight in your marketing department. This does come up a lot, but there are a variety of schools of thought on attribution, right? CallRail is flexible, and we support a variety of ways to measure attribution. So don't start a fight. Just work with what you have. We support it. So when we think about a customer who does a variety of things with a company before buying, they're doing all kinds of things. They're doing research. They're maybe reading a blog post. They're downloading a white paper. Who knows? They're looking at G2 reviews, you know, all these different things. Maybe they see an organic social post. They click on an ad, but they don't convert. And finally, they call the company via, company's Google business profile and book an appointment, right? So these journeys now are omni-channel. They're not even linear lines or anything. It's like a sphere of different things that they could be doing, right? And so you could say that the first post that they saw is responsible for generating the awareness and therefore the eventual sale. So that could be a first click or first view. There's that school of thought. I don't think too many people are doing first click anymore. I think we've kind of moved on for that, but that's first touch kind of attribution. You could also say that the call via the Google business profile is responsible because, you know, that ultimately generated the conversion. That's kind of the last one, right? Last touch. And then you can share credit also among the various touch points. Like you can assign percentages. You can try and look at like multi-touch attribution. You could set models. I worked at Marketo. We had a whole model for all the different ways that you could assign credit to each of the different touch points. I'm trying to think what that was called.
Lead score.
What's that? Well, lead score, but Marketo had a tool for that. I'm trying to think of what it's called. Sorry, it was a long time ago. Can't remember quite exactly what it was. But in terms of the mechanics of call tracking, in its simplest form, you can actually install our snippet of code on your website that will actually switch in kind of the phone number that you're trying to drive to. From that, you can actually tell which ad campaign they came from, the path on your website, where did they go, if they're new or returning, and a whole lot more. And when you connect it to HubSpot, you even have richer data, right, of all the different things that they've done. So it's really something that every business that gets calls should be using, which is think of the different attribution models and think of what works for your business. But I would say kind of nowadays we've moved to, it shouldn't really be first or last, although we can support that. It's probably some combination of a multi-touch attribution flow and kind of working through what does that look like on your side. Does that help you answer the question? No argument in the marketing team, please.
I was going to say it's a much more collaborative sale now than how
it
attribution before. It's like who got credit, who scored the goal, as opposed to like how many different pieces and touches did it take and who, you know, what are those combinations in order to get it over the line? So there's, I think, a lot more shared credit, which is a good thing, right? Because I think it we've learned that it's not really just, it doesn't take one touch. It probably takes 7 to 10 to actually get them where we need to go. So no, I think that's good. I mean, maybe this will solve some office fights.
Let's go.
So one of the questions we get all the time is like, well, I already have a phone number. I can't use CallRail. So can you speak to that? I'm sure you guys hear that often.
Yeah. That's part of the magic of call tracking and CallRail. The numbers of the customers already all get funneled to the number that you choose. So you actually choose, you can put in whether that's a cell phone number or a landline. And then we can set up your kind of phone tree, I guess you want to call it, in a lot of different ways. We call them call flows. So in fact, I'd say that the hidden gem for a lot of businesses is having that capability. We can take the numbers that you already have and use. And this concept of a phone tree may seem a little antiquated, right? But when you actually start to think of it in terms of how fast you can get a prospect talking to the right person, so you can convert them and book an appointment, which is what everyone cares about, it becomes a flywheel for that growth, right? I know HubSpot loves to talk about flywheels, but flywheel for growth. So making sure that your customer is actually going to that right line after hours, for example, or that your leads are distributed between your sales team. So it's even, you're not favoring one salesperson over the other, that'll cause fights in your sales team. Let's not cause fights. Make sure that the leads are being evenly round robin around and that no customer is really waiting on hold too long, right? So they're, these are the type of things that we can do. Think of a call as kind of your welcome mat outside of your house. It's one of the first impressions that you have with the customer experience. Like, it's enormously powerful. Make sure that you're doing it right. And so if you already, have a number, we can support that. If you're an agency dealing with a business gets a lot of phone calls, it's kind of one of the first places that I would look to improve conversion rates, which is looking at your call flows.
I love it.
Yeah.
So in terms of your personal favorite, I feel like this is kind of like how parents must feel about like picking children, like their favorite child. But you have a favorite feature that you are like obsessed with and you're like, this is my new favorite, or a functionality that I wish more people took advantage of or knew about.
Janelle, you're just beating me up here. I appreciate it. But here's what I'd say.
They're all my favorite.
I have a lot of favorite features here at CallRail. It's partly why I joined the company. We've got some great products and functionality. But what I would say is there's one that I particularly like, and it just came out. It's our AI-powered insights. Really, like, AI is changing the game. Let's be honest. CallRail has actually been at the forefront of AI. We've been doing a lot of this now for several years. So we didn't just hop on the bandwagon. We have been doing AI for some time around some of the call tracking summaries, sentiment, and all of that. But what I would say is we just announced a feature, and I'll have to drop the link in whatever post we do on this, but it's called our multi-conversation insights feature for that premium conversation intelligence product. Boy, that's a mouthful, but MCI, multi-conversation insights. And what that does is it allows users to take AI-generated insights to a deeper level. It allows you to analyze up to 100 customer calls pretty quickly and surfacing trends, and allow you to take a look at that and say, like, oh, what are the next things that I should be looking at? So it's super cool, but it's not yet available in our HubSpot integration. So because of that, it's coming. It's a tease, I know. But beyond that, I think my favorite functionality, look, I run partnerships here at CallRail. So it's really our integrations into the ad platforms like Facebook Meta, where I used to work. I used to manage all these type of integration partnerships in MarTech. I managed the HubSpot and Facebook partnership. I love these type of integrations, right? So CallRail integrating into Facebook Meta is super powerful. So I love that. Integrating into Google Ads, super powerful. Those are two that I think are really amazing. They help marketers drive better ROI, improved efficiency, all the things that we've had about optimizing the ad campaigns. So I think those are at the core. Those are my favorites. But I really do like the new AI functionality that is coming. So we'll chat a little bit more about that. I think there's some more stuff that we can chat about there.
Yeah. I think about conversational intelligence and just what that means in terms of how quickly we can get that information, to your point, at scale. Mm-hmm. And like some common use cases that you can see this kind of winning the deal and making salespeople's lives easier. What does that look
like? Yeah. So look, we at CallRail use super powerful AI that's trained on something like, I don't know what the latest number is, but I think it's 650,000 hours of voice data. It's a lot of data that we have. Like, think of 650,000 hours. I'm trying to do the math there. How many days and weeks and months, years? So
similar to my Excel skills.
The brain just explodes. Think about that. But the point to the listeners is it's a lot of data that we've actually been able to train the model on and to have really good high confidence and quality. So what it does, and I think some of the use cases are things around it automatically transcribes and analyzes all those inbound and outbound phone calls with near human level accuracy, right? So very close to human level accuracy. I've seen some of it. Very, very rarely do you see anything that is off or a mistake. So that gives you trust that the system is working. And there's things that you can do, more accurate keyword spotting, for example. So on your keyword bidding strategy, are you buying the right keywords? Or does it make sense? And it can actually spot those keywords and tie it back to the keywords that you're buying. More accurate auto tagging. Oh, here's one. So auto tagging for lead qualification. I know that agencies spend a ton of time going in and tagging leads. I've heard from so many agency partners.
We're on the street.
Yes, that they go out and they're spending time. They've got people in-house that are spending time tagging leads and doing that for qualification. Well, guess what? AI can actually help do a lot of that and with high degree of accuracy, saving you time and energy to work on more high value things, right? And then more accurate sentiment analysis. We've spoken quite a bit about that today, but it saves your time hundreds of hours of busy work, not just agencies, but direct customers as well. So whoever's using CallRail, again, saves you time, drives efficiency. Like this to me just makes so much sense. And then we can also provide actionable insights from the conversational intelligence. And that can help you do things like improve your customer satisfaction. So I told you the disposition of the calls. So once the call comes in, maybe you have a couple of agents. You have some that are really good, and then you have some that's like a little surly on it, right? And they're like, "Wow, what do you want?"
Two-word answers.
Two-word answers, or they're monotone, or they have no life. You know, so you can actually improve customer satisfaction. You can help train your teams on best practices. You can stay ahead of shifting consumer preferences. Maybe consumers just want to move right to the answer. They don't want chit-chat, or they don't want this or that. I mean, consumers, we change what we want, right? And then you can also, another use case we talk a lot about is just optimizing your marketing spend. The one I love is saving your at-risk customers or prospect. Maybe they call in and they're like, "I'm going to churn." Okay, that should create a separate list. Maybe there's a keyword identified, churn or shut off or shut down. That should create a win back list or a list of, "Hey, this customer is very upset. Save them," right? Or send them a special offer or do something to keep their business, because as we all know, it's much easier to keep a customer than to always acquire new customers, right? Mm-hmm. So that's an important piece that we can help with as well. So I think it's like prioritizing high value leads, scoring, tagging, qualifying calls, the whole bunch of stuff that our conversation intelligence can actually help you with. And hopefully this gives some ideas to the listeners.
I think that's a great example about keeping and retaining the existing clients. Because I think when people think about call tracking, they focus so high on the funnel that they forget about all of the other things that happen after the deal is closed in terms of how many other conversations, which are way more in terms of volume and lead intelligence that you can gather than just at that beginning part of the relationship. So yeah, I mean, to your point, tagging or escalating to a manager and having a follow-up, sending in PM. I mean, you could do a million things triggered with mm-hmm. HubSpot for something along that line. Having a separate service hub pipeline for it. What do you think? You referenced it quite a bit in terms of AI and that you guys have been using it for incorporating it for several years now. But what do you think in terms of the landscape now, right? Because I'm sure you hear AI just as much as I hear AI in every feed. And most of my conversations, AI comes up. But what do you think in terms of how is it changing the landscape of what we're experiencing?
Yeah, I think this is a great question. And I think agencies are getting asked this question all the time. How are you leveraging AI? How are you helping me improve my business with AI? I think it's been a pretty amazing transformation the last, let's call it last few years, maybe a couple of years, really in the last 18 months, that now we as marketers, we as agencies are able to access all these customer insights at scale in a way we've never been able to do it before. So it's a lot of power and it's a lot of like insights that I think were hard to get before. You know, we chatted about earlier manually having to take data from one system to the other and all that. So we're removing friction across various things. So through integrations And then also through AI, we're making it easier to consume larger quantities of data. So we're arriving at this moment where if you're a business that gets a ton of calls, you're actually at an advantage. You're at an advantage to a company that doesn't, especially when you're using tools like CallRail. And I'll tell you why. You have an enormous amount of data from your customers in what they're saying. Okay. It's not just about the clicks and the things that they're doing online. You actually now have insight into what they are verbally saying to you, what they're telling you. I've always said, you know, I've been in online marketing, digital marketing, most of my career, 20 plus years. But a call to a business is the most valuable form of intent. If they're calling your business, they are most likely to actually buy from your business. If they're actually taking the effort to call, that is so much more valuable than a click or an impression or even a lead form submit. If they are actually calling your business, you really got to do that. And so now those that actually are getting calls are understanding what their customers are saying. So the words that the customers are using and saying in each conversation is so valuable. So before, those words were kind of locked away in analog systems. Maybe they were in your support system, or maybe they were someplace.
Kind of the salespeople.
Yeah, to pull them out of the salespeople and say, yeah, weekly meetings. What are the customers saying? And then they had to tell you, and it was filtered, and it was a game of telephone and all that. Nowadays, that you don't have those challenges anymore. So I think we have to really think about how we have a lot more data, but now we have tools like CallRail that actually can help us understand it, pull out things like keywords and sentiment and summary of summaries and all of that. And what it's going to do is it's going to make us much more efficient as marketers. We're going to be able to spend the time on things that are higher value than just listening to calls and tagging them and doing that kind of stuff. Let the AI do that for you. And then maybe you'd spot check it just to make sure, right? But that frees you up to do much more creative things, allows you to test other things. So I think like that is what has changed. Our marketing team just did a great project. Janelle, our marketing team at CallRail is amazing. We just did an ebook that I love, which was AI took my job, hold on, to the next level. So AI did not take the job. It took your job to the next level, right? And I think you have to talk about it in that way, because all these people at agencies or other places are spending time listening to calls, tagging calls. Look, those people are intelligent. They're smart. They've got a lot of creativity. Get them doing better high value activities than just listening to calls and tagging them and all of that. So I think that's why AI has improved things. It's made it much more scalable and it's made it much more efficient. And I think those are the two things that we really have to think about.
I think that's a great point. I think too, in the long term, it will actually help with team retention, right? Because I think that a lot of times, especially in sales roles, there's higher churn rate because they're having to do these manual tasks, where I feel like on the marketing side, marketing has come a lot farther in terms of automations. But I think this solves for not having to your point, listen to hours and hours of calls and assessing them, compiling all that data. So it's a great point.
Yeah, Janelle, you know, it's not just great for your internal team, but thank you for highlighting that, because there's so many people doing great work that this is probably not their favorite part of the job, doing those type of activities. So leveraging AI will really improve their lives. But also for agencies, and this is something you and I chatted about earlier, which is you can keep more of your customers happy because you're able to help them improve the results from the calls that they're getting. You're able to say, look, we drove 100 calls, but you only converted, you know, a handful of them. Let's look at why. Let's look at what did the customer say in those calls? How did you respond to it? And then you can actually optimize that and work hand in hand with the customer to improve conversion rates, which makes you as the agency a much more trusted advisor, much more trusted partner, not just on driving the top of funnel, which is super important, and optimizing that, but also driving on the end outcomes for the business. So yeah, I definitely want to highlight that part as well.
To your point, definitely a deeper understanding of their buyer, you know, because you end up having a lot more conversations around why it was good, why it was bad, what to improve. So great point. I have one more final question for you. So on the Finding Business Happy podcast, we talk about living your best life inside and outside of work and how that kind of impacts individuals. So what does finding business happy mean to you
Finding business happy. And I love that you asked this question. Look, I think it's finding ways that you are doing the best work that you can do. I worked at Facebook and they always said that their employees are working on their best work, right? So they get to work on the area that they are strongest in. And we just sort of touched on this. I mean, CallRail enables this for so many people at agencies, right? No one wants to be sitting there in a spreadsheet. No one wants to be like adding tags. No one wants to be doing that. That is not living your best life. That is not being in a happy place for that. And similarly, like I think that's where you want to be, is you want to be able to focus your energy and efforts on where you have skills and where you provide the most value. And I think that kind of goes right to your question, which is, do the work that provides the most impact and the most value. I really think that is where we want to be, and not doing work that we don't enjoy. Some people may enjoy that. All power to them. You know, but
you have a choice.
You have a choice. And you know, I think that you're in a better place if you have that ability to have that choice to do your best work and to have the most.
Great answer. Well, thank you so much for your time, your energy, all of these amazing ideas. I am sure people are leaving this with, oh my gosh, I have to implement that. So thank you so much. And to the CallRail team too. I know they did a ton of fun stuff and you guys have been wonderful. So thank you to everyone today for listening to the Finding Business Happy podcast, this live stream. And till next time, thanks so much. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much, Janelle. Thank you, MarketBeat team.
Thank you for listening to Finding Business Happy with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketBeat. If you want a roadmap to finding and keeping your business happy, download our free guide now at marketveep.com/happy.